Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on a Friday night. Yes, it's Friday night in Corpus Christi as the Saudis go for their third win of the week. I'm joined by Gavin Conicello. Had a multi-homer game, a couple oppo shots last night. Gav, man, you got to be waking up feeling great about last night's game. Your best night of the year.
For sure, yeah. It was good to have a good game, and especially since we came out on top with the win, it was just a great feeling all around.
And you're an experienced guy that has played a full season in this league before. I feel like you know about the conditions here. Left field is where the ball travels. Was that intentional for you to try to get it up there?
Yeah, my approach is definitely a little bit different here. You know, I'm trying to still hit the ball in the air and get my bat out front, but I do want to hit the ball to center field and left center. There was actually a few times last year I got it up to right field and right center, and the ball didn't really go too much. So I just kind of change where I'm trying to hit the ball, but everything else, the intent stays the same.
Yeah, the experience factor certainly helped you out there, I think. I want to talk to you about your season so far, because it's been ups and downs, a little inconsistent at times, but where do you feel like you are now here in mid-May after a night like that offensively, just mentally when you get in that box?
I feel like I'm in a very good spot now with my approach and my mechanics. I've been tinkering with my mechanics a little bit over the past month or so, but you know, just trying to stay level-headed and not let the game get too big. You know, it's a long season and I don't want to panic after a rough couple weeks or a month, and you just realize the season's long and just be process-oriented and know that if you do the things you need to do, that your stats will be where they want to be at the end of the year.
You mentioned mechanical changes, and we don't need to talk about the specifics of those, but I want to talk a little bit more about the process of, one, identifying a change that needs to be made, and two, implementing the change. What's that process like when you realize, okay, I need to tweak something, and how do I attack it?
You know, I just do a lot of, I just study a lot of my film of the swings from the day before, and I can just see myself not being in a good position to hit. And in my opinion, that's the most important thing. And, you know, I've been putting myself in a better position to hit as of late, and, you know, that's where I need to be. So hopefully the results still come.
Obviously drafted out of high school in 2021, so you've been around the block in pro ball since then. Where does this clubhouse match up as far as personalities go and just general vibe?
This is the most energetic clubhouse I've been a part of, for sure. You know, having new guys like Siretti and Josh Gross over here, it's been a pleasure to have these guys. And, you know, there's never a dull moment in the locker room.
And what does that do for, you mentioned it's a really long season. You don't want to get too caught up in a couple bad weeks or a month, but what does that just do for the general psyche of everybody?
I mean, it's great. It just, you know, it takes our focus sometimes off of the game itself, and it just allows us to, you know, enjoy each other's company and have a good time, because we're all, you know, competing for the same goals, but at the end of the day, I mean, we're still all friends and we're pretty close with each other. So just hanging out gives us a good way to separate on and off the field.
Speaking of off the field, what are some things that you try to do either on the road or at home that gets your mind a little bit away from the field?
I just, you know, try to talk to a lot of my friends and family from home as well. I'll play some video games here and there too, and you know, listen to music, see what's going on around. Especially like on road trips, I like to see some good food spots to go and eat at. So,
any wrecks here in Corpus? This is my first time.
The Oyster Bar is great. They got great sushi over there, and I've just gotten into sushi the past year.
Okay, so sushi is a big deal. I mean, anything seafood in a coastal town, you got to do. I want to ask you about Coley and what he does. Obviously, this is your second year here. He's been the manager for those 2 years. What does he do for just the general vibe of the clubhouse to get it the way that it is?
He's amazing with that. You know, after every win or loss, it doesn't matter. He always wants the music blaring, and he's a big vibes guy. And one, he's just a player's coach. He's always looking out for our best interests, and, you know, he keeps it light, but then he knows how to take it seriously when he needs to.
And what about Ty as well? Because obviously he's the one you're probably working most specifically with on all the mechanical stuff offensively.
Yeah, I mean, he's always, you know, looking out for what's best for me as well. We go over a lot of things I need to do with my swing and my approach. And, you know, he helps all the hitters and stuff get ready for the game. And just, you know, just gives us a lot of information on the pitcher that we're about to face. And, you know, he helps us out tremendously.
And how do you build on a night like last night to turn one positive night into more?
Yeah, I mean, you just, one, you forget the results really quickly. You know, it was just one good game, and, you know, consistent success is what leads to, you know, a good career. And just doing the same thing that I did before the game yesterday, routine, you know, getting good preparation on the pitcher and whatnot, and just making sure that I'm ready for the game today will put me in a good spot for success.
Gav, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.